So one of the things that we know is that Moshe Rabbeinu, amongst all people to have ever lived, has a unique and unparalleled status. The Rambam in Yugimel Ikarim, Moshe's Nevuah is a Nevuah that will never be again. It was the highest level of Nevuah that could be. Not only was Moshe the greatest prophet, but the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Hei, when he speaks about like an example of like who's like a big tzaddik, so it's like a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is also someone that's undoubtedly a tzaddik. Some quote from the Hakdama, the Sefer Kaftor Vaferach, that Moshe was essentially the closest thing to perfection that a human being could ever attain. That Moshe Rabbeinu was just someone of unbelievable standards, unbelievable capacity. He was someone that was just Ein Shlemus B'min HaEnoshi K'Shlemuso. No one's as complete or as perfect as Moshe Rabbeinu. Yet there is a pasuk in this week's parasha discussed in part of the discussion of the lineage, the yichus of Klal Yisrael. The Torah refers to its Perek Vav in Parsh Vayera. We'll see a nice word from Tetzav hopefully in a little bit. Pasuk Chavav, Hu Aaron Umoshe Asher Amar Hashem Lahem. That suddenly when it comes to discussing some of the lineage, Aaron's name is going to come. Hu Aaron Umoshe. Like that's the Aaron and the Moshe that we're talking about. And the Mefarshim wonder if Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest, if Moshe Rabbeinu is the best with all the covenant in the world for Aaron HaKohen, so why does Moshe's name come first? Why does Aaron's name come first? What exactly is going on? There are a variety of explanations, some a little bit more technical. The Ibn Ezra and some of the Mefarshim point out, well, Aaron was older. Plus, as some of the Rishonim point out, we're talking about lineage here. So when you're talking about lineage, you don't rate people based on their level of piety. You rate them in terms of who was older. Who was older? The Ibn Ezra says, you know, it could also be that Aaron was actually a Navi before Moshe was a Navi. So in certain cases, you know, the name comes a little bit earlier, and that's part of what is there. The Netziv has a bit of a different shot. I think it's a very intriguing one. He has it in a couple of places. The Netziv thinks that Bnei Yisrael, actually, this is from the perspective of Bnei Yisrael, and Bnei Yisrael actually misread things a little bit. Bnei Yisrael thought that Aaron was greater than Moshe. Aaron was the one in many ways that interacted with them more. Aaron was the one that was with them a little bit more. Moshe was the one that grew up by Paro. He came from Midian. And it's really a reference to the fact, not that Aaron is greater than Moshe, but that Bnei Yisrael sometimes thought that Aaron was a little bit greater than Moshe. Undoubtedly, though, I think the most famous explanation for why Aaron is mentioned before Moshe here in the Parsha is because of a statement of Chazal, I think it's a Tosefta and Krisos, that Aaron is mentioned before Moshe, and sometimes Moshe, or really always, other than this, Moshe is mentioned before Aaron, to teach us that they are in fact equal. That Moshe and Aaron, Moshe is not really greater than Aaron, Aaron is not really greater than Moshe, and each of them, they really are considered in many ways to be equal. Many of the Mefarshim, understandably so, wonder what's going on here in this Maamar Chazal. What do you mean, and what does Rashi mean? When Rashi tells us, the exact line is, Yesh mekomo shemakdim Aaron leMoshe, Yesh mekomo shemakdim Moshe leAaron, lomar lecha sheshkulin ke'echad. That they somehow are equal. So what exactly does this mean? Do we not have Ikari Amuna about Moshe's prophecy being greater? Is Moshe not used as a model to be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu? And in what sense are they really considered to be? Are they really considered to be the same? What does it mean that they are that we are equating them? So Rav Moshe in Drash Moshe here, Rav Moshe has two suggestions, but one of them I think is a very standard and very, I think, compelling pshat. Says Rav Moshe as follows. What the Torah is teaching us is that when you assess status of a person, it is true that Moshe did more and Moshe was a bigger person and a higher level Navi than Aaron was. It's true. But says Rav Moshe, that's not really how the Torah, Aliba de Emes, really judges people. The primary question is, did you fulfill your mission and did you maximize your potential? So the potential of Moshe Rabbeinu was greater. Moshe accomplished greater things than Aaron. But Aaron, from a certain point, was Asa Kol Yamav B'Shlemus, Kol Ratzon Hashem Yisbarach Shaya Efshel Olasos. Aaron maximized his potential the same way. Aaron also did whatever he could do. So the Torah is not equating them to say that Aaron and Moshe are the same level. The Torah is equating them to say that each one fulfilled his own mission in the best way possible. Says of Moshe, that's Pshat, the Gemara and Baba Basra on Daf Yudim Ebeiz. The Gemara is referring to someone that was able to see the next world, Olam Haba. And the Gemara tells us that he says, came back, what do you see? Olam hafuch ani roa. El yonim b'tachtonim, tachtonim b'el yonim. I saw an upside down world. Some of the people that were on top in this world are on the bottom down there. Some of the people on the bottom in this world are on the top over there. And the response is, it's like, what's really going on here? My chazis al hafach ra'isi al yonu lemata tachonu lemala. And the response to the Gemara is, no, Yosef b'Yev Yeshua. The response is, olam barur ra'isa. You saw a clear world. You didn't see an upside down world. You saw a clear world. What's pshat, says Rav Moshe? Says Rav Moshe, in this world, we assess people based on their accomplishments. So there are people that are elyonim and there are people that are tachtonim. There are people that do a lot and there are people that do a little. And we say the one that did a lot is a more chashev person. The one that did a lot, he's elyonim. La'asid lava, when you see what's going to be at the end of days, so then what you see sometimes is an olam hafachani roa. You see that a person may have accomplished more, but he had so much more potential and didn't push himself the same way. So in the next world, he'll be at the tachtonim. He won't be as chashev. Because there they judge you about how much you maximize your potential. And the tachtonim in this world, some of the people in this world that were not as impactful, that weren't as successful, some of the people that it doesn't look like they did as much, but they maximized their potential. And in the next world, they're going to be elyonim. They're going to be far greater. And in many ways, Rav Moshe, a very beautiful Torah, that we get assessed and judged not by how much we do, but by how much of our potential we're able to maximize. Well, the Chanan Wasserman in Kovetz, and Kovetz Ma'amarim has a similar insight about a comment of the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva that anybody could be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. Says Rav Chanan, what does that mean? We can all be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu? Don't we believe that Moshe Rabbeinu was a level above, that Moshe Rabbeinu was greater? How could we all be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu? Says Rav Chanan, it's the same yesod. It's the same yesod that even though Moshe was greater, i.e. Moshe was able to accomplish more, each person in their own, with their own potential, can accomplish whatever they're able to accomplish, and each person in their own can do whatever they can. Moshe and Aaron, Moshe has his role, Aaron has his role, we have our roles. As long as we maximize our potential, says the Rambam, we could be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu also. Rav Avram Shor, in Alechach Valibov, it's in Tavshin Samech Aleph, in Parshat Tzave, has a very, very beautiful Torah, a very beautiful Torah here. It relates a lot to the uniqueness of Aaron there in Parshat Tzave. It relates a lot to Moshe Rabbeinu being missing in Parshat Tzave. And it's an amazingly powerful Torah. It is true that Moshe and Aaron each maximize their potential. It is true that Rashi tells us that they're all considered to be equal. But as we saw, each one had a bit of a different mission. So what was the mission of Moshe and what was the mission of Aaron? How did they work? And in certain that the Sheshkulim Ke'echad, they were together on this mission. So on the one hand, they were doing slightly different things. On the other hand, it was a joint mission together. So what was the unique shlichus of Moshe and what was the unique shlichus of Aaron? And how does it come together that they're in many ways equal? But Rav Shor points out from the Zohar and from other places that Moshe and Aaron did things in fundamentally different ways. Moshe Rabbeinu's job, it's a beautiful image. Moshe Rabbeinu's job was to bring the Torah, to bring the world of Shamayim down into this world. Moshe brought Torah down into this world. Aaron's job was to take Bnei Yisrael and to lift them up, to be ro'oi, to receive that Torah. That's why Aaron HaKohen is the Oev Shalom V'Rodev Shalom. He's Oev Es HaBrios. HaBrios aren't people that are chashev. If you're created, you're one of the Brios. Moshe's job was to go up and bring things down. Aaron's job was to be down and to be able to bring things up. Says Rav Shor, in light of that, we can appreciate a pasuk. It's from Beis Nesfasemis in Parshas Tetzaveh. Torah tells us in Parshas Yisro, that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was judging Bnei Yisrael, was min haboker ad haerev, from the morning until the night. But when Aaron lights the menorah, Tfasemis points out, he lets the menorah, the Torah says, me erev ad boker. Says Rav Shor, based on Tfasemis, a very beautiful Torah. That is the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu, again based on the Zohar, between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. Moshe Rabbeinu was about Boker ad Erev, bringing up in the world of Boker, the world of clarity, the higher level world, and bringing stuff down into this world. Aaron was all about the trick of going Me Erev ad Boker. Aaron was the person that knew how to take people that were low and that were distant and to uplift them a bit and to bring them just a little bit closer. And that's some of the unique capacity, the unique koach of Moshe and Aaron. So the Torah tells us Aaron before Moshe. Maybe it's a question of lineage. Maybe it's a question of perception. But maybe in a certain sense they were really equal. They each maximized their potential. They each did what they needed to do to be maximally successful. Olam hafach ani roeh. sometimes in life we judge people based on their accomplishments. And the Gemara reminds us in Baba Basra, there for Moshe, for Rav Elchanan, the Rambam reminds us in Hilchos Tshuva, that in many ways that's actually not true. That it's about how much of your mission you accomplish, not always just net how much you're able to do. Shkayach, shkayach.